KY says.
Sat Kewal Saib, and welcome back to another Satsang session with Kewal Youth. We are excited to continue this Upasana translation journey with you all, so let's get started. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Kewal Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational.
Sat Kewal Saib KYers, we are so excited to have you all back for another riveting episode.
You know, Nishtha Bhabhi, it is so crazy when I think about it. This is our 10th episode. Isn't that wild?
Yes, Radhi, it is. I remember when we first started this project. Many of our listeners may not be aware, but our Kewal Youth Committee had been planning this project for a while now.
Well, let's see. We started our first online satsang in November of 2017. But at that time, we had discussed that we wanted to have a long-term goal of creating something that was more accessible than our online satsangs. However, we also knew that we needed to start smaller to give ourselves more experience and practice.
Oh my, it feels like just yesterday. But online satsangs are some of my favorite times. I really enjoy connecting to a different KY members in real time. But it definitely has its limitations.
Yeah, I think the biggest obstacle was schedules. Everyone's weekend schedules are always changing and dependent upon so many different factors. So many of our youth and young adults asked us whether we could record our satsangs so they can listen to them on their own time, or they could listen to them on the go, like when they're on their way to school or work or something like that.
Right, and we are very grateful to have this opportunity to create these episodes for all of you. This podcast is a great tool for all of us to continue to refresh our knowledge and understanding about our Upasana.
They are also a great way to get in regular satsang, which Bapji says is one of the best ways to keep our minds clean and positive.
That is right. However, I would like to emphasize how important it is to continue to make the effort to join our online satsangs. Listening to satsang is definitely great, but participating in satsang is always a great way to engage our minds completely.
That's right. When we listen to satsang, sometimes our minds can wander away, or we can have other thoughts take over. Remember, this discussion that we're constantly having about our jit is constantly wandering, and it can take us from one place to another very quickly, even if it's momentary. However, when we participate in active discussions, we are more likely to stay focused and absorb the satsang we are learning. There is always a difference between monotasking and multitasking. When we do satsang, like actively engage in a positive discourse, we are monotasking. We are focused upon the satsang, and we are absorbing more information. But when we listen to satsang on the go, it's still good, we should still do it, but sometimes we're usually doing something else with it, like driving, cleaning, working. So we don't consume as much knowledge as we think we do.
So for those reasons, we want to encourage all of you to keep joining our online satsangs. We do online satsangs every other Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time or 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The specific dates and access links can be found on our website, www.youth.kewal.org.
And because our first podcast series focuses more upon our Upasana translations, our online satsangs focus more upon our general satsang topics, things that we can all relate to, things that we all face in our daily lives. Topics like gautam, positive thinking, self-reflection, all of these things that can help us just be better individuals, more positive individuals.
All right, so we hope to see all of you for these online sessions. But for now, shall we move on to today's topic?
Yes, we shall.
So, we have some great guests on our episode today to help us translate and understand our Upasana section. Right, Radhi?
Yes, and today's guests are two ladies who are in two totally different places in their lives and yet have so much in common simply because of their dedication and devotion to Param Guru Seva. At this time, I would like to introduce Deepika Ben and Krishna to our episode for today.
Krishna is one of our original Chicago munchkins, although she isn't a munchkin anymore.
about to graduate college, this young lady has been involved in Mandir since she was so young. She got involved in KY as soon as she started college and has really flourished within our organization. Welcome, Krishna. We are so happy to have you.
Thank you, Bobby and Radhi, for having me on this episode. I'm ready to help connect our KY to yet another section of our Upasana.
I am sure that many of our KY listeners remember you from our Mahibij episode entitled Kuver that you did with Ipsa, Pavan, and Nupa. Y'all did a great job with that.
Thanks. It was truly an awesome experience. Once we finished, I remembered thinking about how I would love to help with our Upasana.
That's great. When we have true bhav for anything, Param Guru will help us achieve our goals.
Yes, and now I would like to introduce Deepika Ben to our KYers. A working mom of two, Deepika Ben is one of our KY superwomen. She is ever ready to help in any department with any type of seva. She is a crucial member on our podcast committee, and her knowledge about our dharam is helping us take these episodes to the next level. So thank you for joining us today on this episode.
Hi Radhinista, thank you so much for having me on this episode. I was a little nervous because I have not done this before, but I love being a part of this satsang team. I love everything we are doing. So just to clarify, today we are translating our Gaudi Padvan, right?
Yes, we are. Always one step ahead of the rest of us. See, you have nothing to be nervous about. All right. So as Deepika Ben said, we will be translating Gaudi Pad 1 today.
But we have 10 Gaudi Pads altogether, right? I have always wondered about that.
Yes, we have 10, and the tradition in Sarsa is to alternate with them. So they sing a different one each day in a cyclical pattern. However, the first one is sung most often. Guruji says that we don't have to alternate. We can just sing the same one each day.
So then, why do we sing the first one? Who chose that?
I think it was more of a default choice. It is the first one Param Guru composed it, and it holds a great amount of meaning. As we are singing, we are constantly reinforcing our bond to Karta.
Yes, exactly. However, if anyone wants to learn any of the other Gaudi Pads, we can definitely do that. Maybe after we finish the Upasana translation, we can do that.
I like that idea. But since you brought it up, let's briefly explain the 10 Gaudis. Deepika Ben?
Sure. Okay, so like we established, we have 10 Gaudi Pads. The first 4 were composed by Param Guru Srimad Karunasagar Maharaj. These 4 Gaudi Pads also known as Avinashi Pad, because in each of these 4 Pads, only Avinashi Pad has been mentioned. Avinashi Pad is the eternal place or position which only Kevalkata has and can give us.
And the latter 6 Gaudi Pads were composed by Pujya Srinandaji Maharaj. In these 6 Gaudi Pads, Srinandaji Maharaj has expressed his bhakti for Param Guru. He has also described Param Guru's mahima, explained a guru's mahima, and also reinforced the laksh that Param Guru has brought to this earth.
I definitely want to learn about the other Gaudi Pads. I have only really been exposed to the first one, so I don't really know anything about the other 9 except for that they exist.
I think once we finish our Upasana translations, we will definitely dive into the Gaudi Pads. It will be a great way to expose ourselves to more of our Jnana and Bhakti.
I agree, but for now, shall we get started with Gaudi Pad 1? Singers, y'all ready?
Yeah, Radhika.
Yes, Radhika.
Okay, then let's sing our first line, which is also our chorus or take.
Ve avinasi upasi o santo, me avinasi upasi, gati agama agada lakasi o santo, me avinasi upasi.
So, as Bobby mentioned before, this is our chorus. In this prarthana, these lines are to be repeated after each verse. Before, we would repeat the entire first line of the chorus after each verse. However, Guruji has changed that a little. He says that we can sing just the first part of the first line and then move on to the next verse.
I remember this. I grew up learning to sing Me avinasi upasi o santo, me avinasi upasi, gati agamaga dalakasi o santo, me avinasi upasi, after each verse. But then a few years ago, we changed it. We just sang Me avinasi upasi after each verse and then moved on to the next verse.
Yes. Guruji understands that our upasana is long and for many students and adults abroad have very tight schedules and busy lives. He tries to help create ways for us to do prarthanas without losing the main point or meaning. As he just explained to us a couple of episodes ago, the interview with Guruji, that is the one of the biggest reasons why he composed Param Guru Chalisa. It is a more condensed version of our upasana.
So let's do the word by word for the first line. Me avinasi upasi ho santo, me avinasi upasi. Me means I am. Avinasi means eternal or forever, referring to Kaivalkarta. Upasi is upasak, someone who does upasana of. Ho means o, santo are saints or devotees, in this case saints. Pious saints that are around Param Guru. And then we repeat the first three words again to emphasize their importance.
So with this first line, we're simply acknowledging that I am an upasak of Kaivalkarta. So upasak is someone who does upasana?
Yes. So Param Guru is calling upon all the santos. O santos, I am an upasak of Kaivalkarta who is avinashi. An upasak of Karta is one who loves Karta. We show our love through regular prayers like upasana. So, an upasak is one who does regular upasana of Karta and Param Guru.
Right, and the second line. Gati agama agada lakasi usanto, me avinashi upasi. Gati means knowledge and understanding. Agam means very difficult to understand. Agad means dense with extreme depth. Lakasi means to express or put into words.
So in this line, we are saying that Kartha's knowledge is very dense and difficult to understand and put into words.
And we should think that if someone as divine and powerful as Param Guru is admitting defeat in his abilities to properly explain his bhav for Kaivalkarta, then where do we stand? So, we must do Karta's upasana every day in order to help build our understanding.
Exactly. Okay, singers, next verse please.
Japa tapati ratha varta vinogata sadhana siddha adhyasi surata nurata dhari lagana lega
So let's do the word by word for the entire verse and then we can break it down for the meaning. What do you ladies think?
Yes, that is a good idea. Okay, so this first verse, Japa tapa tiratha vrata vedogata sadhana siddha adhyasi. Japa means chanting. Tapa means perform penance. Tiratha means pilgrimage, visit holy places. Vrata means fast. Vedogat, this is a two-part word. Ved, referring to Vedas. Gat, meaning understanding or knowledge. So, Vedogat is the understanding of the Veda. Sadhana means spiritual practices or discipline. Siddha means powers. Adhyasi means vision for what qualities and power you don't have.
And the second line. Surata nurata dhari lagana lagave tina loka pada pasi. Surat is a visual perception, sight. Nurat is perception of the mind. Dhari means to bear. Lagana means to devote, to become mentally engrossed in something. Lagave means to put on. Tina lok
the three dhams of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And then pad means position. Pasi means to obtain.
So in this first verse, Param Guru says that there are numerous Anshas that chant, perform penance, fast, and visit pilgrimages for who they believe is their Karta. Other individuals study and meditate on the Vedas to reach their creator.
Right. So there are numerous Anshas that follow spiritual discipline to obtain powers that they don't have. Other Anshas use Surata and Nurata, meaning Dhyan, to devote themselves mentally. All these Anshas get to either of the three Dhams, Brahma, Vishnu, or Mahesh's Dham. But even these Dhams are perishable and don't give the same level of Sukh as Karta's Dham.
So until we don't focus our sole attention upon Karta, we will continue to go through the highs and lows. Sometimes the highs will last longer, but they will still end at a certain time.
Right. If we want to do Jap, Tap, Vrat, anything, we should do it for Karta and Param Guru, who is our Guru, and our Guru who is leading us to Kaival Karta. See, that's what makes Param Guru different. He is very honest and direct with us. He tells us that he is not God, but he is our Guru here to give us guidance, and that guidance will help us reach Kaival Karta.
And Param Guru's guidance is free from so many blind faith practices that we see in so many places. His guidance is completely based upon true Gnan. Param Guru teaches us how to live a good and positive life focused upon our bhakti to Karta. There is nothing else. Wearing certain rings, doing specific pujas, all this is anshraddha or blind faith. Param Guru teaches us that all this will not help us. In the end, only our good karma can help us.
Exactly right. Okay, singers, next verse.
दशय अवतार धरे धरणी पर द्वे महि अमल जमासी नाम रहे रूप रहे नन पावे अंत काल गये नासी हो संतो में अविनाशी उपासी
दश अवतार धरे धरनी पर द्वे महि अमल जमासी दश मीन्स 10 अवतार आर द डिसेंडेंट्स धरे मीन्स टू टेक ऑन धरनी पर मीन्स ऑन द अर्थ द्वे मीन्स 2 महि मीन्स आउट ऑफ देम अमल मीन्स इफेक्ट And Jamasi means prominent.
Naam rahe rup rahe na na paave, ant kaal gaye nasi. Naam means name, rahe means stays, rup means body, rahe na na paave means cannot stay, ant means at the end, kaal means time, gaye means to go or pass, nasi means away, not remain.
This verse is describing and discussing Vishnu and his 10 avatars, incarnations. Vishnu took 10 incarnations, and of them, two were very prominent, Rama and Krishna. These two avatars had the most impact, but in the end, even their physical bodies did not remain.
Their names are remembered, but their physical forms are gone. So, like, this is showing how only Karta is Avinashi, meaning eternal. And Karta never takes any incarnations to come to the earth. Karta stays in Kaival Dham.
Right. Param Guru is Karta's messenger, and so Param Guru has come to us to give us Karta's message. Param Guru is not an avatar, meaning an incarnation of any higher entity.
I think Guruji has given us a good example of this. It is like when we are sleeping and having a dream. Our bodies are stationary in one spot, in our bed. While our dream self can go anywhere to do anything. Karta and Param Guru's relationship is like that. Param Guru is an extension of Karta in the form of a Param Vishesh Ansh. He is not an avatar of Karta.
Right. See, Karta does not come down to this creation, ever. The Creator always stays above all in one stationary place. Param Guru is bringing our attention back to this fact. Okay, singers, I think we're ready for our next verse.
Prithvi tej pavan nav pani ati paralant vilasi chaudh lok hai unki bitar unki hai jhuthi aasi o santo me avinasi upasi.
Prithvi tej pavan nav pani ati paralant vilasi. Prithvi means the earth. Tej means fire. Pavan means air. Nab means sky. Pani means water. Ati means at the end. Paralant is referring to the Mahapralay Kal, meaning the time of great dissolution. And vilasi means to be destroyed or perishable.
Chaudh loka hai unaki bhitara unaki hai jhuthi aasi. Chaudh lok. Chaudh means 14. Lok means worlds. 14 worlds. He means is. Unaki in the first part means kaivalkarta. Unaki is a pronoun and it's referring to kaivalkarta. Bhitar means within. Unaki again in this part, it's referring to the above named elements. He means is, jhuthi means false or wrong, and asi means hope.
So we are listing all the physical entities and the five physical elements and acknowledging that at the end, they are all perishable. Nothing lasts forever.
Right. So the world and 14 loks are all dependent upon the five elements, namely earth, fire, water, sky and wind. During the Mahapralaya, the era of great dissolution, all these, the elements and the chaudh lok, meaning the 14 roles, they all merge into karta. Badu karta ma samay jai che.
So, all these 14 loks are made from the 5 elements. If the 5 elements are perishable, then how can these 14 loks be avinashi?
Exactly, they can't. So, Paramguru is saying, hey Manav, why do upasana of one who is not avinashi? You're not going to get anything substantial out of doing upasana to these elements. Focus on Avinashi, who is Kaivalkarta.
Right. Okay, singers, next verse please.
Haad maans ragalo hane charma yesi na deha hamasi Sohang sahib nama hamera Nija kaivala padvasi ho santo Me avinasi upasi.
Hard mans ragalohane charma Aisi na deha hamasi. Hard mans means bones and muscles. Raga means veins. Loha means blood, ne means end, charma means skin, asi means such, na means not, deh means body, and hamasi means mine. So let's explain this line first before moving on to the next.
So in this line, Param Guru is saying, my, meaning his, body is not made up of things such as bones, muscles, veins, blood, and skin. Param Guru is telling us that his body is not like ours.
Yes, that is true. Param Guru came to our earth with a Divya Deh, meaning a physical form that was extremely unique. You see, Param Guru's physical form served one main purpose, so that we all may see him and connect to him. However, one thing we have all learned time and time again is that we are all ansh of karta.
So let's think about this. I know that I am an ansh of karta, meaning my atma, my soul is an ansh of karta. Then am I a body with an ansh or am I an ansh with this body?
Well, the right answer to your question is that I am an ansh of karta and my ansh has this body. However, I would like to point out that most of us do not feel that way. Most of us go around thinking our physical form is what defines us.
You are right, Krishna. I am an Ansh of Gartha. An Ansh is not physical by any means. However, we as humans, despite our understanding, get caught up in the physical world around us. The physical world that Paramguru keeps reminding us is temporary. It's also an illusion. Our Ansh is permanent and connected to Kaivalkarta, who is eternal. But we don't have that realization too often or at all.
However, Paramguru always had that realization. Paramguru always identified himself as an Ansh of Karta. He did not identify his physical form. He only identified as an Ansh. An Ansh has no physical body. An Ansh does not have bones, skin, flesh, muscle. The body may have, but the Ansh does not.
Oh, so with this verse, Paramguru is reaffirming to us that he is very well aware that he is an Ansh of Karta, and he is always aware of that. He is not confused at all about his existence.
Exactly right. And the second line, Sohang Sahib Nama Hamera Nija Kaivala Padavasi. Sohang Sahib is another name of Paramguru. Sohang is referring to metaphysical energy we discussed before. Nam means name. Hamera means mine. Nija means himself. Kaival Pad means Kaival Dham. Vasi means resident.
Paramguru is saying that he is a resident of Kaivalkarta's Dham and is known as Sohang Sahib because he has materialized onto our earth with the sole purpose of giving everyone Karta's knowledge. Paramguru has come with a Divya Deh, meaning a divine physical existence. As an Ansh of Kaivalkarta, Paramguru will always remain a resident of Kaival Dham.
So Paramguru, despite his knowledge, powers, and abilities, never forgets where he came from or what his true existence is. He identified as an Ansh of Karta first and foremost.
Right. Good. Okay, singers, I think we are ready for our next verse. Please.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwar Deva Jene Ashrushti Prakasi Mahamaya Ka Ek Divas Me Anek Bir Mar Jasi Ho Santo Me Avinasi Upasi.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Deva Jene Ashrushti Prakashi. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Deva are the three devas. Brahma Vishnu Mahesh. Jene means who. A means this. Shrushti means the earth. And Prakashi means the caretaker.
Mahamaya ka ek divas me anek ber mar jasi. Mahamaya, Adya Shakti. Ka means hers, showing possession of. Ek means one. Divas means day. Me means in. Anek means numerous. Ber means times. Marajasi means to die.
So this verse is a very dense verse with respect to content and understanding of our universe at large. So first we acknowledge the three devas we have learned about, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Karta has given them responsibilities to fulfill, which include care for this earth. However, people have turned them into gods or confused them with Karta.
But you see, they are not. So this is where you will have to follow along with what we are teaching. Paramguru explains this in his Granth and our Hindu scriptures also explain this. There is a spiritual hierarchy. Adya Shakti is above Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. And in just one of her days, the three devas have many cycles.
Right, so basically referring to time frame and how it progresses differently based on spiritual hierarchy. But the main point to understand from this verse is that Paramguru is saying, even Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh go through these cycles. So then, how can they be the true creator? And how can they be Avinashi?
They can't. Only Karta is Avinashi, meaning only Karta is eternal. So Param Guru only bows down to Karta.
Right. Okay, singers. Next verse.
Vite kal parahe shakti tan jyotame jai melasi yese kal parahe sat jyoti brahma me jai bhelasi ho santo me avinasi upasi.
Okay. So, we are continuing to explain the timeline here, trying to help people understand that every entity has a point of dissolution, except for Karta. So, the first line, Vite kalpa rahe shakti tana jyotame jai melasi. Vite means ends, kalp means era of kalp, rahe means stays, shakti means Adhya Shakti, Tana means body, Jyot means Niranjan, Me means within, Jai means goes, Melasi means becomes one.
Aise kalpa rahe sat jyoti brahma me jaye bhelasi. Aise means in such. Kalp is a time frame, an era. Rahe means to stay. Sat means 100. Jyoti means Niranjan. Brahm, the bright light of Kaivalkarta. Me jai means to go into. Bhelasi means absorbed.
So Samanya Ansha's lifespan is measured in years, whereas Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh's is measured in yug. Adhya Shakti stays for one kalp, after which she becomes one with Niranjan. Niranjan lives for 100 such kalps. After such 100 kalps comes the end of Niranjan, and he is absorbed in the Brahm, the light of Kaivalkarta, where he originally came from.
So we are continuing to explain the hierarchy and how all the different devis and devs also have a timeline. Their timelines are longer than ours, but at the end, they are still Nashi, meaning they will come to dissolution and become one with Karta. Only Karta is Avinashi.
Exactly. So Param Guru is saying, I only bow down to that Avinashi, no one else. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Brahmachidananda Ananda Sindhu Jiro Kaivala Parekasi Urhat Icha Shushri Sabha Forat Samata Sakala Samasi Ho Santo Me Avinasi Upasi.
Brahma Chidananda Ananda Sindhu Jinu Kaivala Parekasi. Brahma, the light of Kaivalkarta. Chidanand, the Shuddh Brahmno Anand, pure happiness of the light of Kaivalkarta, eternal knowledge and bliss. Anand means happiness. Sindhu means ocean. Jinu means that. Kaival is Kaivalkarta. And Parakashi means light.
Uthata Icha Shrushti Sabha Forata Samata Sakala Samasi. Uthata means whenever. Icha means desire. Srushti means universe. Sabha means everything. Forata means to create. Samata means the desire ends. Sakala means everything. Samasi means to absorb.
So when Kaivalkarta decides, he creates this universe in the Brahm, and when Karta decides for it to come to a dissolution, it becomes absorbed within the Brahm.
Right, and you see, Brahm is the ever-illuminating light of Kaivalkarta.
It exists in the form of eternal knowledge and bliss.
Wow, this Gaudipada is so deep. The understanding is extremely... Wow, I just don't really have the proper words.
Such is Paramguru's Gyan. It is true and to the point. Paramguru is trying to draw our attention to the one and only Karta. We should not get lost in all other Nashipal. Focus on Avinashi. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Adau Aumsh Vaumsh Hama Jaake Avad Kaad Nahi Khaasi Nijagera Surat Jai Mam Lagi Anya Devate Udasi Ho Santo Me Avinasi Upasi.
Adau Aumsh Vaumsh Hama Jaake Avad Kaal Nahi Khaasi. Adau Aumsh, Kaival Karta's Aumsh. Vaumsh means part and parcel of, a descendant. Hama means I am, referring to Paramguru. Jaake means whose. Avad Kaal means end of time. Nahi means not. Khasi means affected.
Nija gera surata jai mama lagi anya devate udasi. Nija means kaival kartas. Ger means house. Surata means focus and concentration. Jai means goes. Mama means my. Lagi means become. Anya means other. Deva means devis and devtas. Te udasi means become sad.
So with this verse, Paramguru is saying that he, meaning Paramguru's Aumsh, is the descendant of Kaivalkarta, the Kaivalkarta who is not affected by the end time.
Right. Karta's dham is not affected by time or any of the elements because Karta is above all. So Paramguru says that he is fully engrossed in the devotion of the creator to get to Kaivalkarta's abode. This is why he is not interested in other devis and devtas, because other dhams makes him sad.
Exactly. Okay, singers, I think we are at our last verse.
He kaivala sadodit purana niralamba nirasi kayam soi kuve Adya Purusha Avinasi O Santo Me Avinasi Upasi.
He Kaivala Sadodita Purana Nira Lamba Nirasi. He Kaival means Kaivalkarta is. Sadodit means forever. Purana means complete. Nira Lamba means independent. Nirasi means devoid of any kind of desire.
Kayama soi kuvera kahe mama adhya purusha avinashi. Kayam means forever. Soi means he is, referring to Kaivalkarta. Kuver is Paramguru, referring to himself in the third person. Kahe means to say. Mama means mine. Adhya means first and foremost. Purush means man, referring to Kaivalkarta as Adya Purush, meaning he was the first and foremost, before anything else ever existed. Avinashi means eternal or forever.
So with this last verse, Divya Paramguru says that the creator of this universe, Kaivalkarta, is forever, eternal and complete. Karta is not dependent on anything and is also devoid of any desires. Paramguru says that Kaivalkarta is forever his Adya Purush, and he is Kaivalkarta's Upasak.
With this entire Gaudipad, Paramguru is refocusing our attention upon Kaivalkarta so we can continue to accept the truth about our existence as an Aumsh of Karta. If we understand that we are an Aumsh of Karta, then we can also understand that we will be one with Karta and experience that Anand as well.
Yes, exactly. But that can only happen if we do Avinashi Upasana. Like Paramguru says, I am an Upasak of the Avinashi, and you should be too.
And as we went through the Golipad, Paramguru taught us how no other entity is Avinashi like Kaivalkarta. So we should not focus upon anything other than Karta.
Exactly right. Ladies, it was truly a great episode with both of you. I can't believe we just finished our 10th episode of our Upasana translation series.
This is such a great moment. We truly have learned so much in the past 5 to 6 months. I feel my connection to Paramguru increasing, and I am truly grateful to all of our team members and guests who have helped KY build this project from ground up.
Yes, our team is everything. A quick shout out to all of our guests and all our team members. Deepika Ben, Neil and Nilay, you three do a great job behind the scenes. Our guests have also been crucial in helping to build our episodes. Each and everyone has given time and effort in the form of blessed seva.
And as we just learned from Guruji, satsang is key. So Kaival Youth, we really hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to tune in for a new episode in a couple of weeks. We will be translating Sandhya Sakhi. But before we tune out, I would like to do something really quickly. Recently, we received a question about our podcast, and I would like to answer it and address it for our listeners.
Oh, yes. Okay, good idea. What was the question?
Well, actually, she's here, and I'm just going to let her ask it. Miss Neha?
Yes, Radhika.
Do you want to ask your question?
Sure. Okay, so many of the Chicago kids and I were wondering, why is our podcast called Satsang Yo Selfie?
Ooh, that is a good question. I'm going to take a swing at this. Is that okay?
Girl, do you even have to ask? Go for it. I know you'll hit it out of the park.
Okay. So, selfie refers to the common practice of taking selfie pictures. We all take them all the time. But what do we do when we take these pictures? We look at them, analyze them, apply filters, retake them, right?
Right. Keep going, Krishna.
Satsang is for our inner self, our minds. Satsang helps us reflect on the person we are and how we can continue to improve and be more positive in our daily lives. So, rather than analyzing a picture for 20 to 30 minutes, we should analyze our inner selves and reflect on who we are internally. So, satsang yo selfie.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, thanks, Krishna.
I think next time, Amar and Raj need to speak up and ask some questions. These girls are stepping up their game.
They definitely are. Don't worry, the guys will get involved in our next episode. Deepika Ben and Krishna, it was truly amazing having you two on this episode.
Yes, it was. Thank you for helping us with our satsang for today.
Being a part of this podcast episode was truly a blast experience. I'm so happy to share in this satsang with all of you. Thank you to everyone. Satkeval Sahib.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Satkeval Sahib Kaival Youth.
Satkeval Sahib Kaival Youth. Hear you in a couple of weeks.
This work is copyrighted 2020 by Kaival Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kaival Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kaival Youth. For more information, visit www.kaival.org or email satsang@kaival.org. All rights reserved. Satsang Kaival Sahib.